You are listening to the one and only Lady Blue.
Tell him again, tell him again. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady Lou. Y'all already know this is Music Over Poverty Podcast, and I am your host coming straight out of Philadelphia, and I'm going to get right into it. As I always do, I want to speak about the ongoing violence in Philadelphia. We just had a football school shooting last night, and there is also a young lady that could be held captive here in Philadelphia that's from Jersey, the media believes that she's being held here by some sex traffickers. I just want to get into that. First off, I want to say, shout out to everybody that's advocating in the inner city neighborhoods, the poverty stricken neighborhoods, low income neighborhoods that are really suffering, in Chicago, in Detroit, in Atlanta, and as you know, Philadelphia, of course. And, if I missed any, Baltimore, let's not forget Baltimore. All the major cities, that's suffering right now in the urban communities, the inner city communities, the black communities. So shout out to everybody that's doing as best as they can to bring some type of peace and communication and leverage in their communities to stop the ongoing violence. Because I know it's not just Philadelphia that's suffering. Jersey is suffering as well. And, like I said, Detroit, Atlanta, and B-more. In Chicago, don't forget Chirac, and they actually did a documentary for Chirac because of the increase in violence that goes on in the poverty-stricken neighborhoods. So I'm going to get into what I think about what's going on in Philadelphia. One, I just want to say, I don't think that the police, Philadelphia police, are being, as active and proactive as they can be in the Philadelphia streets. Instead of policing the people that, pulling people over, carpools and things like that. Now, I'm not going to say it's not an appropriate thing to do if people are riding around illegally, no licenses, no insurance, causing accidents, because we do have a lot of vehicular homicides that go on in the city as well. In the prior years and also in the current year, 2019, there has been some vehicular deaths that happened in Philadelphia. So we need to really look into the streets and, crossing the streets and certain roads and things like that that are really not safe. But it is a lot of things going on in the city of Philadelphia that needs more attention than just, clearing out corners of innocent people having rest in peace parties. I seen one that was shut down yesterday for a young lady that was gunned down last year. Her family tried to give her, a party to celebrate her life, the life that she had when she was here, and the police shut it down in Southwest Philadelphia. And to me, that was, it's just a prime example that we can't party amongst each other without them thinking that it's going to be some type of negative outcome that comes with that. And can we really blame them? No, I'm not saying that we can really blame them, but it's a better way of going about things. If you see this event is a peaceful event, every time it's a bunch of black people that get together, it's not always a negative outcome. So if you see it was a peaceful event, you should have left it as a peaceful event. But that's just my opinion. But like I said, I'm always kind of biased in these situations because you can't really blame them. Because when we do get in crowds of black people drinking and doing drugs and things like that, things does turn out to be a negative outcome. And that's just not with colored people, that's with every race. Because I've partied with white people and they get just as fucked up and party just as hard as we do, if not harder. Off that topic, it's not about race, it's just about the things that happens and how different situations are dealt with differently. We're talking about the murder rate increasing, the guns increasing. I'm really asking the city, what are we going to do about it now? Because advocating and, politicking and having a summit, if you guys didn't see the summit that happened with T.I. and Candace Owens and I think it was Puff Daddy that did it. And it was a few other, woke, quote unquote woke, aware, conscious people that was on a panel that spoke about, the things that go on in our communities and in politics as well. But I'm asking the mayor of Philadelphia, what is his plan right now? What is his plan as of today? What is the residents of Philadelphia plan as today? What is the residents of the urban city communities that's going through these, you know, day-to-day experiences, day-to-day traumas? What is the outcome now? Like, what are we doing about it now? Because advocating and speaking about it online, and even me with the podcast, and podcasting is just a part of it. It's just an aware part to keep people alert, to keep people informed. But it does take a physical action. It does take being out there on the streets. It does take, you know, communicating with different parties and, you know, the youth of the neighborhoods. It does take getting them together and kind of changing the minds and perspectives of some of these children. So shout out to Terry Starks. He is an activist, a well-known activist in Philadelphia. Does a lot of work, has done a lot of work, and he's still working his ass off. Partnered up with me, allowed me to use his Urban Crisis Youth Center in North Philadelphia to run my Crisis Youth Dinner that I decided to do every first Sunday of each month. Excuse me, guys, I'm at work. Y'all know, hustler's always hustling. But I partnered up with him to do this Youth Crisis Dinner, you know, every first Sunday of the month, just to give back to the youth, to get the youth to sit, you know, to have them in one place, to sit them down, to feed them, you know, because a lot of the children are missing meals. A lot of it comes from single parent homes. You know, it's not always that the parent is on drugs or the parent is incarcerated or the father's not around. That's not always the case when it comes to our Black communities and our Black families. You have a lot of single fathers. I have my brother that's been a single father for the past 9 years. And you have a lot of single mothers, you know, that's been, you know, single mothers for a very long time, and they're working 2 to 3 jobs like myself. I work 2 jobs and I'm in college with a boyfriend that helps out, you know, but it's just about us being able to live comfortably. And in order to live comfortably, we have to work hard. And that's what I teach my children. And that's what my mission and, you know, is to teach the youth. You want something, you got to work for. It's not going to be handed to you, and you can't take from somebody else that's working hard for what they're working hard for. So I decided to do this youth dinner, one, to sit them down, to let them know that they're loved, they're cared about, they're appreciated, and their voice matters as well. Because a lot of the violence that's going on within our teenagers and, you know, our youth is because they're not being heard. They're fending for themselves. They're out to raise themselves. You know, they're pumping gas at the gas stations to eat. They're bagging bags at the grocery store to eat. That's why I suggest that if you do pull up to a gas station and you see a family, a siblings or something out there that, you know, willing to pump your gas for a couple of dollars, support them. Because those are the same kids that could be robbing you when you pull up to the gas station. But they're not robbing you. They're working. They're trying to work to make some type of ends meet, to make some money to feed their siblings. Because their mom is on drugs, or, you know, the father is in prison, you know, or the father is on drugs, you know. So support those children that you see at those shopping malls, that you see at the gas stations, that you see at the grocery stores, at the markets. Support those children that's willing to carry your bags. That's, you know, because it takes a village. And I think what happened is that we're no longer taking initiative as adults, as elders, as older people to redirect and reinforce certain morals and things to show these children that, hey, you get a pat on the back. You're not robbing. You're not stealing. You're not cussing. You're not fussing. You're out here trying to make an honest living, even if it is carrying bags and pumping gas. So I appreciate those that do step, you know, take that step to reach out to those teens and reach out to those kids that does do that. Even if you don't put money in hand and you actually buy them something, I appreciate you. Wholeheartedly, to the fullest, I appreciate you. It doesn't matter what city you're in, what state you're in. I totally, totally appreciate you for not carrying a selfish heart, for carrying an understanding, an overstanding heart to, you know, to understand that these babies are not just doing this because that's what they want to do. You know, some of these babies are really going hungry every night. They're, you know, I can't remember the last time, you know, I had conversations with children, and they can't remember the last time that they sat down and actually had a Sunday dinner, a full-blown dinner to fill the, you know, their stomachs up, to stop the hunger pain. So that's what Lady Lou is here to do. And Music Over Poverty, that's our mission. Our mission is to fulfill, you know, the needs of the youth and the things that they need, from personals to school uniforms to an ear. for someone to listen, to give them a microphone for someone to hear them out. That's what Music Over Poverty is here to do, and that's the mission for the Youth Crisis Dinner. So if you guys are willing to donate anything, we're not asking for money. I'm not asking for money. The event is October the 6th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, located in the North Philly section. If you are willing to donate t-shirts, uniforms, personals, deodorant, shavers, anything that the teens can use, please email me at musicoverpoverty@gmail.com. That's musicoverpoverty@gmail.com. And just reach out to us. We don't have a Cash App set up right now, but we will have one set up, I guess, as soon as tomorrow, because I think that would be the smart thing to do. But like I said, I didn't really want any monies, so I'm really asking for people to show up and ship out. If you can just ship things out to us, just reach out to the email, and I will send you an address to ship the things. But we're really not looking for monies. We're looking for things that they can actually use. So again, thank you to you all that are willing to participate and donate those things for the teenagers and the youth in Philadelphia. As you heard me, if you are in the city of Philadelphia, I'm sure you heard about the school shooting that happened yesterday with the high school Emotech. And I'm not sure if people really understand or know, what kind of school that is, but it's Emotech. If you know what HOTEP means, it kind of explains the background and the teachings of the school. And this is mainly for African American children that attend this school. So they can learn their true roots. Where we came from as a people, our culture. Just how to unify as Black children, African American children living in America. However you want to identify them, us, or however they are identifying themselves. I really appreciate that school, and it's really upsetting to see two high schools come together, Germantown High School and Emotech High School, to come together to play football, just a regular high school football game, and they can't even sit or play peacefully because there was a shooting. And from the reports and the news of what I've seen, there was two people that was actually shot. They were not killed, thank God. They are actually still living, alive, and breathing. And I'm thanking God so hard for that, because we have been losing so many of our children to gun violence. And situations like this, many, many children are harmed, wounded, and killed because there is no aiming game. It's just basically a bunch of unprofessional handgun users shooting weapons, military weapons, rifle weapons, automatic weapons, and really not having the knowledge on how to use their weapons. So innocent people get hurt, innocent children get hurt, innocent bystanders, innocent seniors, innocent elders, innocent people get hurt. And a lot of times the intended target does not. So, if you're going to be a shooter, learn how to fucking shoot. And that's the message to the shooter in Philadelphia. If you want to be a shooter, learn how to fucking shoot first, because y'all being real scary, real big pussies out here. And that's coming from the deepest part of the anger in my heart, because I'm getting tired of y'all shit. I'm sick of it. You're fucking disgusting individuals is what you are. For the parents of these children, of the shooter, there needs to be some type of accountability or responsibility held. Somebody needs to be held responsible for not overlooking their children or turning a blind eye or turning a cheek when you know your child is a fucking problem, a fucking monster in society, and you continue to turn the cheek and let the rest of the world deal with them. But then when something happens to their raggedy asses, it's, oh, my son was this, or oh, my daughter was this. Bullshit. Bull fucking shit. That's my thoughts on that. So I'm so happy to learn that kids were wounded but not killed. What kind of message does that send to our children that can't even go to our high school football game in peace? What kind of message does that send to our inner city children that faces violence, drugs, trauma, abuse every single day. It keeps occurring and occurring and occurring. And even if a child doesn't feel safe at home, sometimes the child feels safe in school. You know, the child feels safe in their community with their friends. Sometimes that is a safety thing there with some of the children. And what are we telling our children now? That they're not even safe in school? They're not safe at football games? And I know this is something that usually doesn't happen in the Philadelphia school districts as far as African American children is concerned. We usually don't have shootings inside of schools compared to, you know, other races or whatnot, but there is a lot of violence that does happen outside of the schools, you know, and sometimes they carry on into the schools, you know. And me coming up in, you know, back then in high school, it was a lot of situations where, you know, a lot of the drug dealers and gangbangers, they still went to school. So, you know, it was this thing called let out. Let out is, for those that don't know, that don't live in inner city communities, let out is when the school lets out. You know, it's short term for dismissal, or I guess it's a hood term, or, you know, for dismissal. And when people say, I'm going to meet you at the let out, that means they're going to meet you when the bell rings, when school is dismissed. So a lot of times the violence would take place during those times. But as a 32-year-old woman that experienced high school, middle school, elementary school, all those things in public, in the public school district, I have yet to say that it was a shooting at any football game that I've ever attended, basketball games that I've ever attended. And that's not always the case with everybody, but I just want to, you know, I want people to understand the type of message that we're sending out to our children when these things occur. And you can't really sit back and ask how or why African American people in America are numb to trauma, are numb to abuse, are numb to violence, are numb to death. It's because this is something that we live with every single fucking day of our lives. Every single day of our lives, this is something that we have to witness. Even if it's not in our communities, we have to see these images being portrayed on the TVs, you know. It's a psychological welfare damaging thing that happens to us, where we, you know, we get locked in our trauma, where we don't want to talk about it, where we become, you know, the monsters, or a product of our environment, you know. When people start to make decisions based off of other people's actions and things like that, we have to start changing our mindsets. And we have to start talking and speaking life into the teens and speaking life into our youth, because this is unacceptable. You know, a lot more kids could have been hurt, teachers, coaches, staff, a lot more people could have been hurt, you know. So for a despicable, disgusting, ignorant, uneducated person, more than likely African American, and I'm not saying that to belittle my people. And I'm not saying that to give an open space for anybody else to do it, because I don't have that, you know. Because one thing about me, I hold my people down and I hold them responsible. I hold them accountable. And that's the biggest part of me loving on my people, is holding them responsible and holding them accountable. So no, this is not an open door for you to disrespect or to, you know, throw any African American statistics in there. But this was a generation of, well, this was a game with two high schools in our city that generates more African American, you know, students and children and things like that. And to keep it fucking funky and keep it a 100, it was our children, it was our people. And you, when it's at a point where you can no longer point the finger at the enemy, the enemy has been clear who he has been, the system is clear who they have been, the machine is very clear of who they are, and how they're running this country, and the things that they want and do not want, or want or do not accept. So we cannot point the fingers anymore, because there is equal opportunities here for African Americans as it is any other race. Now, are we able to reach those opportunities as much as in other races? No. But the opportunities are there. It comes down to you wanting it, wanting different, knowing different, and doing different. There's no place for excuses any fucking more. And the more we make excuses for the black community, the more it will go on. you know, it's just not right anymore. And I'm done making excuses for my people. As I said, I love all my people, but I hold them responsible. And this is just bullshit. This is bullshit. Parents need to be start being held responsible. The mayor of the city needs to be start being held responsible. The residents need to be held responsible. The police department, everybody that lives in this city, that works in this city, that help equalizes anything in the city, write bills, write laws, that anything that has to go on with the city of Philadelphia, if you are a part of it, you are a part of the fucking problem if you're not doing anything to stop this. Now, I don't expect politicians to run to the inner city neighborhoods and say, hey, we got it all figured out for you guys. It doesn't work like that, because the inner city neighborhoods get overlooked and stepped on because of the color of our skin. We don't even have Amber Alerts for our young girls and young boys that are going missing. We have hundreds and hundreds of children right now in Philadelphia missing. We have a young lady that's from New Jersey that could be here right now in Philadelphia with sex traffickers. She's from New Jersey. Phone has been cut off. Phone number has been changed. Her parents, her family, everybody's searching for her. And the last time her phone pinged, she was in Philadelphia. She was in the North Philadelphia area, to be exact. So now here we are with another alarming situation. We have sex trafficking going on in the city of Philadelphia. And if it's not going on here, they're being transported out or transported in. Something's fishy going on in this city that no one's talking about. Even down to the commissioner resigning. The commissioner did not resign. He was fired. If you try to tell me anything outside of that, I don't believe you. You show me he resigned, I'll show you my ass to kiss. Because you're not going to tell me that a commissioner that has helped clean up these streets, that got criminals off the street, that got convicted criminal acts from police officers, hundreds of police officers convicted of criminal acts off the streets, that this man resigned. And if he did resign, he probably resigned because he see how piece of a shit and how much of a rut the city is turning into. It's looking real pretty with the reconstruction and the gentrification, but the inner black hole of this city is still dark. And if we don't fix the inner black hole in this city, which is the inner city neighborhood, the urban communities, there will be no Philadelphia. You cannot build a city around a city. You cannot build or reconstruct a city around people. It never turned out well. It's not going to turn out well. You can't keep gentrifying neighborhoods and think that the people are going to respond in a healthy way. And then for the people, you cannot keep destroying your neighborhoods, your homes, not supporting your corner, your black businesses, because we, you know, the corner stores are not our, it has nothing to do with us. The Chinese, the Puerto Ricans, this is their own thing. But if you are not supporting your people, having your people back, supporting your black-owned businesses in the communities, helping to clean up your communities, you know, volunteering at the rec centers, volunteering at the swimming pools. If you're not doing this in your community, what's the point? Residents are scared. Elders are scared. Children are scared. What are we going to do about this shit that's going on with our city at this point? Why is it that cheeks are still being turned? No one's talking. The no snitch rule is still in effect, even when it comes to down to babies and women being shot in the streets. But since when has this been a no snitch thing? If you see a woman getting kidnapped and her fucking ass beat, why is it that you're considered a snitch because you stepped in or you spoke up about it? No, it's called being a real fucking man. It's called being a real boy. It's called being a black man and protecting the woman of your community, the woman that gave birth to you. It's not considered snitching, you ignorant buffoons. It's called looking out for your community, looking out for the black family. So if you see a little girl getting touched, abused, raped, kidnapped, anything of those sorts, and you consider it snitching, you're a fucking coward. If two idiots decide they want to shoot at each other in the fucking streets and they accidentally hit an innocent person, innocent child, innocent elder, and you don't tell or you don't speak up, you consider that snitching? You're an ignorant fucking buffoon. This is a message to all the conditioned minds of the African children that live in America. Understand that your minds are conditioned. You are conditioned to be quiet. You are conditioned to sweep things under the rug. You are conditioned to hate your own. You are conditioned to hurt your own. Everything about your thinking has been conditioned. And until you unlearn and relearn from the programming, you will continue to have those actions of a person that's programmed and conditioned. Stockholm Syndrome is very real in our communities. Depression is very real in our communities. So suicide, anxiety, trauma, sexual abuse, drug abuse, mental illness, everything that you can think of from the dysfunctional tree is very, very active and effective in the Black African communities. And at some point, we have to come together and use our logic, communication, and understanding each other's situations and pain, and so we can get through this together. Because if you look to your left and if you look to your right and you see a sister or a brother that resembles you, your reflection, then you have to know that they have experienced or are experiencing, still experiencing, the same traumas, if not the same hurt that you are. You are not alone in this fucking trauma boat. You are not alone in this abuse boat. You are not alone in this African living in America fucking boat. You are not alone. And I need for you guys to stop moving like you're alone. I need you guys to start thinking about the things that you do and how it impacts the entire community. Not just you, not just the person's family. You're so out here trying to hurt people and trying to hurt your own people for fucking what? Because you haven't realized that you are living in a programming. The machine is still plugged into you. And until we unplug from the machine, this is what's going to continue to happen. Enough with talking to my people about the same shit that I talk to you guys about time in and time out. What are we going to do about now? Mayor Kennedy of Philadelphia, what are you doing about the ongoing crime rate violence that's going on in the inner city urban communities today? What is your plan? Is the question. We need to start holding the officials, the people that wanted to be voted in these offices, that wanted these positions. We need to start holding them accountable. And as of today, I will continue to at the governor. I will continue to at the mayor. I will continue to at the Philadelphia police. I will continue to at the president. I will continue to at the shooter, to at the advocates. Everybody that's involved on this plate, everybody needs to either sit down and come to some type of agreement, or the hood is going to start taking things into their own hands like we as is today, and it's not going to work out. Not for the politicians, not for the residents. Not for the politicians, not for the people. Not for the politicians, not for the shooter. Because it all comes back down on you guys. It's voting time coming up. Who's fucking voting? I recommend that none of the residents of Philadelphia vote for a motherfucking person. Not a mayor, not a senator, not a city council, until we start getting some real results in the Black African American communities. And that's just how I feel. That's my story, and I'm sticking the fuck to it. Until there is some type of consequence, until there is some type of resolution to this, until they can come sit down with us and we can sit down with them and we come to a middle of the table agreement that we are all tired of this shit, of the ongoing craziness. I want the politicians and I want the government to stop putting guns and drugs on our streets, and I want my people to stop picking them up. Because this is not just a one-man game here. This is a 2-3-4-5-man game here. These guns are getting put on our streets. We are not purchasing these firearms. We are not purchasing these military weapons. And if we are, how are they being distributed to our streets? They are putting guns in the hands of our children. 11, 12, 13-year-olds are shooting each other. This shit has to stop. And y'all already know, this your girl, Lady Lou. This is Music Over Poverty Podcast coming to you straight out of Philadelphia. For those, again, that want to donate for the Youth Crisis Dinner that happens every first Sunday of each month, please email musicoverpoverty at gmail.com. That's musicovapoverty at gmail.com. Please send us a message or anything, and we'll send the address to for the shipping, for the donations, or the time and place, or we'll send you the flyer, so you can attend if you can. And all the people that plan on attending, I thank you so much for the support. For my listeners, I thank you so much for your support. You know, everybody that's living with a pure heart, due diligence in this world, I really appreciate you. Doesn't matter the race, doesn't matter the city, doesn't matter the state. I just fully, wholeheartedly appreciate you for doing good in this world with all this evil that we got going on around us. Make sure y'all check me out later this week. I have a special guest coming on Monday, Mr. Voice from the No Chill radio station. If you guys haven't heard them, they'll be back on air this month. So I'm having them come over on a podcast on Monday. Make sure y'all check it out. If you haven't checked out our podcast episode earlier this week, make sure you do that. Click on the link. It's your girl, Lady Lou, and this is Music Over Poverty Podcast. Peace.